let's just address this very briefly so we can get on to the movies, just because I know a lot of people have asked me about it on the way in here. Just maybe give us the 90-second version of what happened to you last night, and again, our apologies that you had to go through this and possibly not be here tonight.
Yeah, for me to go through this and to they stopped me for questions, security questions, and give them more documents and more proof about why I came here to United States. This moment reminds me of where I live and where I come from, because I live this situation. I live under occupation, I live under Israeli control, and I go through many checkpoints, through many borders to get out from the country to Jordan to take the flight. So for me, it's became like a normal life. And you know, they hold us for since we get to the airport in Los Angeles. It's all the process about 1 hour and a half. Me and my son and my wife, and my son asked me why they hold us, what we have done, why. So I told him they might send us back. So we were very tired, and he was very tired. And he was very angry and upset because he want to attend the Oscar and he want to yeah, and he wants to get sleep because he was very tired. So he told me I cannot go another flight 15 hours back. So yeah, so it was, you know, I feel that they will send us back because the officer lady, she told me if you don't come up with the documents, with the proof, why came here to United States, so we will send you back to your country. So it's very easy to Google my name and to search and to get the information, but I don't know what happens to them.
Mm. Homeland Security doesn't have Google yet. Well, it's... we